Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today we celebrate the life of St. Vincent de Paul, a striking example of trust in divine providence. Vincent was ordained a priest in 1600, but he didn't finish his studies until October of 1604, and when he graduated, he was saddled with a large student loan. Nothing changes, does it? But then in 1605, good news came. A family friend had died and left him money to pay off the debt. But to collect it, he had to sail across the Mediterranean. And on the return voyage, with money in hand, the ship was overtaken by Muslim pirates, and Vincent was carried off to Tunis as a slave. I wonder if that was a good enough reason to defer his loan. In Tunis, Vincent was put up for auction. His first master was a fisherman, but since Vincent was constantly seasick, he was quickly sold again. His next owner, a pharmacist and inventor, soon died, and Vincent was sold a third time. This time, his master was a former Franciscan priest from France, who had also been captured himself. But to gain his freedom, he converted to Islam, settled in the mountains, and was living there with his three wives. Now, his second wife, a Muslim by birth, was struck by the peace that seemed to surround Vincent. She would visit him often while he worked in the fields, and she was especially moved when she heard him singing the Salve Regina. Drawn by his faith, she began asking many questions, and through their good conversations, she came to believe that Jesus is truly God and that the Catholic faith is the true religion. She reproached her husband for renouncing his Christianity, and her words stirred his conscience. Remorseful, he resolved to return to the faith and to France and to bring Vincent with him. But leaving Islam without being killed was no easy matter. So for 10 months they waited, searching for the right moment, until at last they secretly slipped away in a small boat and crossed the Mediterranean. In June 1607, after more than 2 years of slavery, Vincent was finally free. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Upon his return to France, Vincent was given a small parish, and then preaching missions to the rural peasants, who in those days lived almost like slaves under the landowners, it brought back memories of his own captivity. Moved with compassion, he resolved to dedicate his life to the care of the poor. He began asking the wealthy of Paris to contribute funds, and with their support, he launched many missions to the poor. He founded hospitals, cared for war victims, and even ransomed 1,200 galley slaves from North Africa. From these humble beginnings, his work grew to more than 260 charitable organizations in 130 countries, serving hundreds of millions of people today, every year. But here's the question. What do you think Vincent would have done with his life if he hadn't been captured and made a slave? What looked like the darkest and most humiliating chapter of his life was, in fact, the hand of God shaping his mission in advance. Providence was guiding every step, even when Vincent couldn't see it. And the same is true for us. What can seem to be the worst possible circumstances is often God's hidden way of preparing us for the best. Vincent trusted God when everything looked lost, and because he trusted, he could receive the full benefit of God's providence. Providence is always at work for us, but the danger is that when trials come, we panic, seize control, make stupid or even sinful choices, and we end up thwarting God's plan. But the key is simple trust. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation, St. Vincent de Paul knew that God, in his providence, governed the whole world. But I once asked a group of young adults, "What do you think governs the world?" And most answered, "Nothing. The world came from nothing, and it will end in nothing. So nothing governs the world, nothing but random chaos." That's nihilism, the belief that life has no meaning. Nietzsche made it famous, and some modern thinkers claim science backs it up, though they misuse physics. And even if they call nihilism freedom to invent our own meaning, that meaning has no actual foundation. If it's only invented, it collapses back into nothing. The true view of reality is this: a good God created a good world, and he made you very good, and he is guiding everything toward the greatest conclusion. That's how Vincent de Paul saw life, and that's what got Vincent de Paul through very difficult situations. And even though God permitted Vincent to be captured and enslaved for 2 years, God allowed it to bring about a much greater good, that Vincent would dedicate his life to serving the poor and inspire more than 400 years of charitable work in his wake. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Divine providence means that God is so all-powerful and all-good that he can work all things for our greatest benefit, even our sinful or just plain bad decisions. He can work all of it to our benefit if we turn back to him with trust. However, we can ruin God's providence in our lives if we don't trust him. If we take matters into our own hands and then do sinful things and never turn back. Think about it. If Vincent hadn't trusted in God's providence, he might have responded to his enslavement the way his master had, by renouncing Christianity, becoming a Muslim to gain his freedom, and then taking three wives and living the easy life. Though to me, three wives doesn't sound like the easy life. But Vincent responded with faith and with trust. And God carried him through the suffering and inspired him to go on and do great things for God and others. The question is, will we respond to the suffering and trials of life with trust? Or will we panic and make a huge mess? But even if we do, if we turn back to God, he can still work everything for the greatest good. What a good God we have. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. When the storms of life rage, how will we respond? Our anchor is to know that nothing can happen unless God wills it or allows it. And if he allows something painful or difficult, then it can only be that he's doing it for our greater good. So we have to keep the ultimate purpose of life in mind. God created you for transforming union with him, so that you would be like God and live like God forever. But this transforming union can only come about once we are stripped of all the things that we love more than God. So if you're going through a storm, remember this. God is allowing it to purify and strengthen you to be transformed in union with him. And on top of that, if you let him, then he will be able to use you for even greater good in this life. So no matter what, trust God. And remember these words of Catherine of Siena. Everything comes from love. All is ordained to the salvation of man. God does nothing without this goal in mind. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, before we jump into our conversation, I want to invite everyone, and I mean everyone, if you really want to learn your faith and learn how to go deeper in prayer, but even more, to gain some practical skills on how to help your loved ones back to Christ in the church, and actually just be equipped to do the greatest good for souls, our spiritual mentoring program is this fantastic process. So I want to invite you, consider this, join us. All you have to do is go to our website, schooloffaith.com, click on spiritual mentoring, and just apply today. This will be one of the greatest experiences of spiritual friendship and practical equipping. So what strikes you about the life of Vincent de Paul?
Honestly, I was just thinking about how far the lengths God took to reconvert that one Franciscan priest.
Yeah.
In the sense that I think we always have our hopes and expectations, and we ask God for how, essentially, to align our lives how we assume they should be aligned. But look at the way that his conversion comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
This random student from abroad, this seminarian, a slave and passed around and in all of these bizarre circumstances.
Nothing is random.
Yeah.
I love what you've just said. We put the emphasis on the spotlight on Vincent, but that apostate priest was just as much a child of God. And the father was working for his good just as much as Vincent de Paul's.
For the good of that, one of his Muslim wives.
Yes. Yeah. Even if she didn't convert, because in those social situations, it's almost impossible for them to convert. And God judges by the heart, but maybe for the rest of her life, she was she had this longing for the true God. And yeah, God in his providence lets Vincent get captured and end up right there.
I think we always want to look at our life and see the through line. We want to see the plot. We want to understand the direction that the movie is going. But we should maybe look at our lives a little bit more like St. Vincent de Paul's and be like, this is going to get a little confusing. Trust God's plan.
Yes.
Because he is impressively good at burying the lead, so to say.
What do you mean by burying the lead?
You think your life is going one way. You think you have one mission. Yeah. And he really does surprise us with the ways in which we're going to bring about good that we don't even understand now.
Yeah. You know, and the problem is, as we've talked before, beauty is both a combination of order and surprise.
Mm-hmm.
If all you have is order, banality, you get bored.
Yeah.
And so God in his providence to make your life beautiful, he's got to throw in some surprise.
Mm-hmm.
But we freak out with the surprise.
Yeah. I think it's interesting because there's this idea that if you try to live your life like a saint, it will become incredibly boring.
Oh, just the opposite.
But God does make things so surprising. Maybe more surprising than we'd like.
Really, if you live your life as a terrible, out-of-control sinner, I guarantee you your life is going to get really boring, so boring,
mm-hmm.
you're going to wish.
I'll tell you what, if you live your life that way, you lose meaning, and then everything, even the most incredible experiences, become incredibly dull.
Yeah. The greatest adventure is to pursue holiness. And I would say very few people pursue holiness, not because it's boring, because it's so fraught with adventure and danger.
So let's be adventurers like St. Vincent de Paul. I'm sure he didn't go looking for that adventure.
Oh, but it takes great courage. Let's pray for the courage to set out on the great adventure. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.